Your best suggestion is rest.
Okay.
If you read through that and so on.
Yeah, there's two or three or four formulations that you want something in Masnian. Okay, well, what is the mission now?
Do we really say when you want a document, a book,
No, it's document. Yeah, government. Supermarket. It's different from a book that you
want to
sell. When you are selling, you are marketing. Everybody knows and buys it. But government information, marketer.
It's a voluntary mechanism.
What do you mean by voluntary mechanism?
Can we agree?
This is when my leadership recommendations there. We may make about 10 or 50 recommendations. Just let me find the name. I'm sorry.
Number 17, the department does not meet targets regarding the operationalization of the Southeastern Camp of Intentional Relations and that of Shwakba and the realization of political issues.
What?
And then number 20, Vickers, 19, the revenue for relations.
Thank you very much, Austin. Now I'm your chair. It was not easy to give you very short time. Thank you very much. All members, I want to invite recommendations. To the extent possible, they must be linked to the findings. It's going to make a nice recommendation. Another will have the first bite of the recommendations.
The thank you, Chair. As referenced by page 33, the funds of the audit committee, I've referred that and SAP have been removed because SAP has not yet been established. If they can note that, so that the final report must not present SAP. On page 33, the national leadership, the department undertook two enhanced performance when he
has
now.
Page
33, the last paragraph.
Yeah.
The committee noted the fiscal sector to probably challenges with regard to the performance of ARF. With regard to other concerns raised by voters, the department undertook two enhanced performance when needed, regularly conduct access to verification, yes, pursue investigations into non-compliance matters, and implement proper oversight mechanisms over the ARF and charter. And we cannot have oversight mechanisms on an institution which is not in the business as of today. Because it's still coming every day.
Yeah.
I want you to correct that. So when you go to the next page, also the after the remove sharper, down there, sharper must also be removed.
Where down? Number one.
The committee also undertook to assist and guide on possible governance framework for
which page?
They took 2 pages for now. The following
for all.
Yeah. Because SAPA is not getting any assistance.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. So you were not on the recommendations here. The fundamental and the command there. Babu Kulwana.
Yes, I look at the topic. On the finding, budget and ICT policy and internal control of the national requirements make it easy. And I say the upgrading of the ICT infrastructure to the entire priority as well as saving of ICT.
So, what is it?
I am on page 35. Top, which is number 3.
The finding number 6.
You're making a recommendation next to Nashik.
Yes.
What does it say?
It says the department...
Could you start with the first one?
tell something different.
Okay.
Can you listen to me?
Yeah.
If you stop number one.
Okay.
If Advent ICT policy and infrastructure no longer meant the motor power, that's the observation. That's what that's then I am recommending of the upgrading of the ICT infrastructure. I say the upgrading of the ICT infrastructure should enjoy poverty as well as any of the ICT. The new comprehensive ICT strategy should be implemented, including modernization, infrastructure, and the system of the
department.
God. I'm going to this. Okay.
Chairperson, the very newest unit in the department gets a qualified audit is number 7. The assessment engine remains a challenging task for the department, just due to collections of 7 issues. What we observe, that's what they found to be for heads. But we cannot ignore the fact that the department has put something in there. They said that they have delegated that work of asset management to the various missions all over the world, so that the use of asset control cost movement can be controlled there. So what I have just said is that because the department has said it has already started implementing that, I think that before the end of November, they must give us a progress report on the verification of those assets. Because if we don't do it now, it means that if they come back for report, let's say March or in March, the financial year will already be over. And then they can get another qualified audit. So I think that when the DG and the CFO said that they've already started doing that on number 7, but in number 7, they must give us a progress report on the verification of those assets and the maintenance of that register before the end of November, before we go for summer recess. Thank you.
Lavabazi legal is does it make any difference once it's going to say before the end of November or by the end of November? So how do we want it? By the end?
By the end of November. It means if they can finish on the end of November.
And it will be before.
It can be on the 28th of November.
Yeah.
By the end of if November ends in 28th, then you can bring the country to the table. If you say before, or if you say by, it means you can bring it to the table.
So what's your advice to the government? By what's it
before the end of
before the end of November.
If you want to do it before. Findings and the accommodations are hereby adopted physically.
one hour quarter to today. Because we suddenly attended the service of until now it was just infinitely.
And in fact, when we were going through those findings, a number of recommendations were already debated at that time. The problem that's taking our time now is trying to formulate. You see, we are turning ourselves into a drafting committee now. But the discussion really we have concluded, and I'm comfortable with what we have done. I don't think there's going to be particularly any new things that we will be there. It's just a question of how to formulate that. And I'd be happy to associate myself with the with our council this meeting.
Yes.
I
just want to
tell you. Yeah, it's for it.
So we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay. Now, if we are agreed, then we can.
Allow me to go to this.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Thank you very much. Good luck to everybody. Enjoy the weekend. And the demo is travel safely to
are there any
names? No, we need to wait there outside.
No, I'm in my bed. Okay, are there further recommendations? On our mind?
Yes. There's one that you should ask the police. That is the building of the building.
You want to make one that relates to Roshan?
Yes.
Yeah. Come here.
Is it the same that the Rosa is not properly publicized? Just properly publicized.
Well, the person,
oh, so the person is here.
Domestic privacy, because it's all about the issue of manpower and all those things. So I think that one, now we must be able to receive the nation by nation. The fact that this nation is two in the squad, yeah, so that we can really be able to see whether that the form is up to standard.
Thank you very much. Don't feel manpower in the future, it's not passion power. Just to be manager.
Thank
you very much. Any further recommendations? I want to from your card, but the number one.
Yes.
would say the government should speak to their attendees to all the concerns raised by the Auditor General so that the repeat of non-compliance issues would not be a surprise.
That's a very good one. We need a split, if I can advise. We need a split on that one. That there are concerns raised by the Auditor General about the department, the alert about the ALS. So, you can't decide. Either for the concerns, or the observations, or the findings made by the Auditor General on the ARF and the department must be expeditiously attended, something like that. I'll have them show up.
No, thank you, Chair. The last recommendation I'll make here is the issue that the reform of multilateral institutions, like the United Nations Security Council, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization, and the related institutions, the agenda of the consultation must be expedited and then also be widely publicized.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kater. Well, we've got a set of recommendations, most of which arise from the findings that were made. Our Honorable Member specified that the bill is also to be captured. We're fine now. And then it brings us to item number, before we get into item number 5, I need a mover and a second. Honorable Mule from the EFF. Just the name and the surname, and then Patui Kashi. Yes, over to you.
The name is Bernard Joseph from EFF. In terms of the request from the regular representative, Magdalene Mujemi, she has asked that it should be noted that EFF is not in support of the report.
Which part of the report?
She has said the report in general. And it won't just the meeting if we go now in detail into which part of the report that does anything after this or for now.
Are there anyone who recommends the adoption of the report? Honorable Bumla, can I hear you?
Yes, I do. I have proposed the adoption of the report.
Honorable Hatele.
Chair, I support that this report be adopted and put into the ATC and become the relevant historical document of this family for future generations, because there is taking South Africa forward today.
Honorable Ambassador, thank you very much. The report is so adopted. On item number 5, I would like to thank all the honorable members for your worthy participation in this meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Travel safely.
Okay. Keep going.